Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divinity Spiritual Online, Messages, Healings, and Prosperity. Before we begin, I wanted to let you know about a new show we're adding to Blog Talk Radio called Healing for All. It's going to start this Friday at noon Eastern until 1 o'clock. Now, this is going to be another call-in show, but this is going to be geared towards healing. If you're not well or you know somebody that's not feeling great and they could benefit from a healing, and or if you simply want to learn yourself about healing, please tune in this Friday at noon and think about it and give us a call, because I think you're going to be in for a really good surprise. I think this is going to be a great show and it's going to help many, and that's what we're all about here. Now, Sunday night, we at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, we have Divinity Spiritual Online Sunday Service. So if you'd like to join, that is not a call-in show. It is a very powerful, powerful show, and in itself is also very healing. So look for us this week, and you know that on Mondays at 3, we have Mary Margaret channeling, and then the following week, Tuesdays at 7, Joanne channels, and then today we had a really nice meditation at 3 Eastern called the Rainbow Bridge. You might want to look into that. And one more thing, keep in mind that we're trying to get to all of the callers. Like right now we have quite a few in the queue, so try to keep that in mind when we're helping you, and if you have your questions ready, that would be great. Or if you just want to hear a message from Spirit, that's always fine, too. So I'm going to get right to it. Mary Margaret, how are you today?
I am great. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you.
Good, 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 good. Let us get to our first caller.
That's perfect. Will do. Thank you. One second. Here we go.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good afternoon, Mary Margaret. My name is Carolyn, and I'm calling from
Carolyn.
New Jersey.
Hi, New Jersey. How can I help you today, dear?
Oh, thank you for taking my call. I'm so surprised I'm the first, and I'm blessed. Thank you.
Oh, that's wonderful. You know, everything's just divinely guided here. If you're supposed to be first, you're going to be first. Does that mean you have something of utmost importance you want to discuss?
Yes. I have this great friend is in the UK, and he's an author, but a self-published author. And he brought to my attention that he was given a prophecy a while back for one particular book, which I bought, but I still didn't have time to read it. And I'd like to I have the title of it. And I'd like to know, because I have this feeling it should – two things. It should either go to a major publishing house or, and it just came up before the phone call, how about if I start own publishing house?
All right. Spirit thinks this is a wonderful idea.
Which one?
Because, I mean, they told me as you were speaking that the publishing house would be here in America.
Yes.
And then when you spoke about doing it yourself, you know, there's so many authors that need a publisher that's open-minded.
Yes.
and willing to take a chance on because they're new authors and so forth. So Spirit
yes.
is saying the first year let's see, if I base your success on 100%, the first year, you'll be 55% successful, which is very good for first year.
Yes, it is.
The second year, in comparison to this, you'll be 82% successful. And then that third year, well, you've arrived. You're 100% successful. So have you had any experience with this?
I've had experience as a literary agent. And I know the process and all that. And actually, I'm very familiar with, you know, like publishing because I love it so much. So I've done a lot of research for many years. And it's always something that's been on my mind, in addition to other things that are just as important as publishing. But as a literary agent, I did. But it was new authors. And let's just say it didn't work out. And I've set it aside for a little
couple
of years.
All right, well, let me tell you this.
Yes.
I don't see you doing this alone. Do you have someone that is in the business or has been in the business that would work with you?
Right now, I can't think of anybody, but to be honest with you, I would.
You know a lot of people.
Yes.
They say you know a lot of people, so they would like you to explore.
Okay.
Just speaking with different people, and it will make all the difference in the world. That you're starting this company. This is what you want to do. You're looking for someone who's more experienced with the publishing, who's done publishing.
Beautiful.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now you're not. It's going to happen. It's not going to happen this year.
Exactly.
It's not going to happen. Hold on. Things will start to move in May of next year.
Oh, that's not bad. It's the winter time.
No. That gives you time to do more research and to find people who might have a common goal.
Okay, yes.
All right, dear?
Oh, thank you so much. Do you think it's a bestseller? Because I think it is. I know it is.
They're saying it is a bestseller.
Thank you.
But it depends on how you work with this.
Yeah, I think
you're a spiritual person.
Yes.
So everything you do has to be spiritually guided and divinely orchestrated.
That's how I work.
When that happens, that means you've got to go. Sometimes you've got to put on the brakes and take a look at everything that's happening around you. And they would encourage you to do that because sometimes you're like me, you get so excited, you just jump in with both feet.
That too, yes.
Am I right?
Oh, yes, you are, because sometimes
takes one to know one. But you're gonna want to do some investigating. You're gonna want to talk to a lot of different people, and then you're gonna know as things start to fall into place.
Beautiful.
Okay, dear?
Okay.
All right, now let
so
us know. Let us know,
because
when I write my book, I'll send it to you.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful.
I have enough for about 15 books there, so if you're ready. But thank you, Carolyn. Thank you so much, honey.
Thank you. Have a lovely day, and thank you for helping me.
Oh, anytime, honey. Anytime. Thank you.
Moving right along.
Yes, dear.
Okay. Here we go.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Hello.
This Mary is Margaret. Anne. Who's this, please?
Hi, Mary Margaret. This is Anne.
Hey, Anne. How you doing?
Good. Thank you.
What can I help you with today?
I am going on a trip at the first of the month to Mexico, and I'm not working right now, so I'm thinking of maybe going another week earlier before I meet my friends. Mm-hmm. So any thoughts
right.
about my trip?
All right, the first thing they said to me was, will she be alone? Will you be alone that week?
Well, I have friends, other friends that live down there. But
okay, so you're
I have no
be
problem.
With...
last year, I traveled alone for a whole month. So
okay.
that's when the best things happen.
All right. Okay, that's the only thing that Spirit was concerned about. They wanted to make sure that you were with someone. They during the time that you're going, it is not suggested that you vacation in Mexico alone. You can
no,
you can
not where I am going, not the city where I'm going to.
Okay, all right. If you think so, they were just saying that this is it's just something about the timing on this. I mean. So you can go as long as you are with you'll be with somebody when you're down there.
Uh huh.
You know your energy is changing now, and Spirit
uh-huh.
is going to be very protective about that energy, and I'm sure that's part of this. It's not fear for anything bad happening. It's just
okay.
your energy is changing now. You know.
Yes, for sure.
And there is something about this trip that's going to help you spiritually grow. And that's what this is all about.
Yes.
Your spiritual growth has been always
wonderful.
In the front of your mind.
I've gotten that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I think time alone, if I'm with a group of friends, I wouldn't be paying attention to that. You know what I mean? I mean, I guess it could happen any time, but it's more like a retreat feeling.
You'll have plenty of time to meditate and to think and to bring all of Spirit into your space. It's just you're not alone. For whatever reason, Spirit is saying that you just need somebody close by. This isn't like your other
all
trips,
right.
they say. But it is all about spiritually awakening, your energy changing. Your frequency now is fifth dimensional, fifth level. I'd be very curious to see what it is when you get back. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Dimension being heaven.
I'd like to know about the ringing. I only get ringing in my left ear, and it's 24/7. It doesn't come and go. It never stops.
All right. First of all, it's not physical. It's spiritual. And the spiritual part of this is you're hearing ringing, but actually they've been downloading you for an awfully long time.
I know, years. I mean, come on.
It is a spiritual download. It is a spiritual download, dear. So, you know, I don't know what to tell you. They've got a plan. There's a plan for your life. And that plan for your life includes this ringing right now so they can bring you in this information.
Okay.
And if you need any guidance on that, when you get back, give me a call.
Wonderful. Thank you so
dear.
Much.
Have a great day.
I'll keep listening. Okay,
thank
sure
you,
will.
Bye now.
Are you ready for the next call, Mary Margaret?
Yes, dear.
Okay. There we go.
Hello, this is Mary Margaret. Hello? Jamie, I don't think anyone's there.
I'm going to put them back on hold, and we'll go to the next call. We'll swing back through and try it again after this next call. Sure.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, this is Mary Margaret. Who am I speaking with?
This is Ray.
Ray? Hi,
yep.
Ray. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for taking my call.
How can I help you today?
Yeah, I think this is my first time calling. So I guess my question, if you're able to do a reading on my love life, like relationship status, single. Now I have a job and haven't been dating anybody, and just kind of want to see if there's something out there. Maybe there's not. Maybe you're picking up something. And, you know, there's someone I'm kind
of
interested in.
First of all,
I don't
see a relationship this year. Now, next year.
Go ahead.
The spring brings a new energy to you. And come June, July, you're going to meet somebody that you will want to be in a relationship with. She is very receptive to that. And you don't have to feel insecure in any way with this person. Is there anything else within this relationship that you think is important?
Yeah, I mean, because like, so there's somebody at the gym that I'm kind of interested in. She's a trainer, and she's actually training my aunt. She knows I'm interested in her. And she said that she was like, yeah, we can go out to have some Thai food. She's like, but I'm busy this weekend, maybe next weekend. And she's very pretty and really down to earth. And I don't know if I should waste my time, if there's something there that I should pursue, or if I should just say, okay, you know, you're there, but I should go somewhere else, I guess.
No, you wouldn't be wasting your time. Okay, there's something very special about this woman, and it may happen that you're friends before it gets serious. You could you're going to be friends this year, and then that's fine because it might change come spring.
Oh, okay.
And then
so
she will tell you
spring,
it'll
then.
Be June, July. I think it's the same woman.
Okay, yeah, I mean, because for the last few years I haven't had a job, and then finally I landed one. I've been in this job for about 6 months. It's my career, and I just kind of like I'm mentally stable, financially stable, career-wise, and it's like, okay, you know, I'm looking for one, but I've been striking out everywhere, so that's what I'm just really curious about.
Well, you understand that this woman may want to be friends first, and there's nothing wrong with that. And,
yeah.
You know, and she may tell you that after a while and say, you know, that's fine. I think the world of you. I'd love to be your friend. And then I think things change next year. She's been hurt, hasn't she?
You know what? I don't know much about her, but from the little I see on her social media, I think she has been, but she doesn't wear it on her sleeve.
Right. And that's good because you don't want somebody who does. But with her, you know, she doesn't need the pressure right now. There's something about she feels pressured. If she feels pressured, she's going to back away, you know.
Well,
and just
so
say, you know, let's just get to know each other. I just really
so
an opportunity to get to know you. And call her.
Yes,
call her to go to breakfast, go for a walk, do those things that aren't necessarily dating, but... You know, tell her I heard something, you know, there's a play in town. Would you like to go to the play? And let her relax with you because right now she may not relax. And then that's going to sabotage everything.
Yeah, she trains my aunt at the gym. That's how I found her. She's a trainer at my gym. And my aunt, she's overweight. And I said, you know what, I want a trainer that's going to take care of my aunt. And I saw her, and I was like, she looks really sweet. She helped my aunt lose 40 pounds so far at counting. And I see her at
that's
the gym,
wonderful.
And I
just
do not
remember,
chase her.
She might say, you know, I've been hurt, and I'm not in a hurry for a relationship, and just say, that's fine. We can be friends.
Yeah, and,
let's go out and do things.
Yeah, the thing is, though, is that because, like, my aunt, she's getting real close with my aunt. And my aunt told her, she goes, you know Ray likes you, right? And she, you know, she smiled. But I hardly, you know, I say hi to her. I'll strike a little conversation, but that's it. I never bug her at the gym. And after I asked her to go out for some Thai food, she says, okay. And then after that, I don't really talk to her because I don't even know if it's, you know, I don't want to seem like I'm like you said, like I'm like pressuring her.
She's been, any woman who's been, I think she was abused, any woman in that type of situation, that you have to be very, very careful, especially if you care about her, then she's worth the investment in time and money and whatever else.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I would definitely, I definitely ask your aunt to get a phone number or something, and say, you know, is it convenient to go to dinner this weekend? You know, and then if you're dating, that's one thing, but you won't be dating for a while. I mean, just it may be a kiss on the cheek for a while. You know, that's it. Because she's been abused. I really believe she's been abused.
Okay. Well, hey, thank you so much. I really appreciate your time.
You're so welcome. Call us back. Let us know how you're doing. And tell people about us. So if you know anybody who needs help, then have them call us. Thank you, Ray.
And is your website on your Blog Talk Radio page?
Our website is under construction now. So we're only using blog right now.
So you don't have social media or anything?
My social media isn't really up to date. So we're only using blog right now. I had I'll just say it. I had a period of time where I was sick. My son was sick. I had to get away from everything. And my son died last year. So it's just,
my condolences.
Yeah, thank you. So everything's kind of in process. That's all I can say. But Ray, do your best. Be the best friend she ever had, and let me know how it goes.
Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate it. I'll get back to you too. Bye bye now.
Thank you, dear. Thank you so much. All right, Jane. I'm going to try that call from before and see if anybody's there. All right, dear.
Hi.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello. My name is Tamika. I'm a first-time caller.
Hi, how are you? Is that Tamika?
Tamika with an N like Nancy.
Okay. Namika.
Tamika.
Right.
Tamika.
How can I help you, honey?
Okay, it's Tamika, like T like Tom with an N like Nancy. Tamika.
I had a T in the beginning. Tanika.
Oh.
Okay. Thank you, honey. All right. That's how can I help you?
I wanted to ask you, this week I'm going to start a new job, and it's tomorrow, actually. And also I want to move. I really need so much change. I have anxiety about how you're seeing the job go, if I'm going to be there for a long time, if it's going to be good, bad, if it's going to work out for the better or not. And also if you saw me moving.
Okay, you can put that anxiety away. You're gonna love this job. You're gonna love your coworkers. Your spirit's just telling me to tell you one thing: do not talk about a lot of personal life things that are going on in your life.
Mm-hmm.
As you make friends with these people, you just don't want to talk about a lot of personal things.
Okay.
And then always remember, we never gossip at work because it always gets back to the person.
Mm-hmm.
So those two things are going to be really important. Otherwise, they're showing me 100% happiness with the job. Now, you're looking at a relationship?
I would like that, and I also really, really need to move because where I live is not healthy for me. I'm older, but I still live with my mom.
Okay.
I went through a lot in my childhood here and in my 20s and my 30s. So,
all right. Well, let me tell you
this. I
want
to move so bad.
Let me tell you this, dear. We're going to start a new show on Friday, and it's exactly for people who either been abused or they have health problems or anything like that. But we're starting that at noon on Friday that's Eastern time. And we're going to do it for an hour every Friday. And then in that way, we can help you to heal. Because you could move geographically, Tanika, but it's not going to do any good if we don't get rid of the baggage. Excuse me. Does that make sense, honey?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
All right. Now, you're not moving this year. The first thing you're doing is you're going to put everything into the job. You're going to make sure that you have your wardrobe. You're going to make sure that car or whatever vehicle is top-notch. And then after you've saved some money, it'll be next year in May that you will find the perfect place for you. Okay, but you're going to have to hang in there till May of next year. And I don't know how you feel about that.
Of course, I would like it sooner, but I don't have a car. I never had one. And I don't have a way to support myself on my own financially. And the job is not going to be big money or anything. I'm actually stepping down in pay just to have a job so that I can, like, pay little bills. So, you know, I'm worried. I've been wanting to move so bad for so long, especially out of New York, because I live in Long Island, New York, and I don't like it here.
Well, what about this job? Is it going to be able to support you?
It's not like a job you could pay rent from at all. It's kind of like a job that I feel like a teenager would get or a 20-something-year-old would take. I'm just taking it
because
I got... All
right, you have to look for another job because I'm not picking up on that. I'm picking up on another job that you're very happy with.
Well, the job I'm going to be at is in the mall. It's a retail job. Is that what you're picking up on, the one I'm going to start
tomorrow?
No, you pick
no, no,
different?
No. I'm seeing more of a job in a hospital or something, some kind of medical facility.
I just left a medical. I just left a medical job. I don't want to go back into medical.
No, no. Okay.
I had traumatic experience.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. That's probably
okay.
Why I picked up on it. All right. First, let's talk about this. You want to leave New York. Do you have anybody that you know in another city or state?
My father lives in Georgia, but his wife and my sisters, my stepsisters, they don't like us, his other children. They're all older now. They live with him.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was younger, I went through a lot of just drama with his wife. And now that
mm-hmm.
his wife is older, her daughter has kind of taken in her mom's footsteps, and I feel she's volatile to live with, don't really want to live with, especially at this age as an adult.
Really couldn't
under
that.
Yeah, I don't want to live with my father and his wife and my sister. My father, if it was just him, yes, but not them. And then my older sister, she lives in Florida, but she just got married not too long ago. She's married, and she was not really great to me growing up. She doesn't realize I remember a lot, but she wasn't. She caused a lot of my damage.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really want to go live with her either. She has her own dramatic situation with her daughter. So it's kind of like my
all
family
right.
messed me up. So
I understand, dear. We're going to work on that. Yeah. Listen, something's happening this year. I believe in November. Where you may get a little bit of money, and then Florida is highlighted.
Because I do want
to
move there, but I don't want to live with family there.
I don't think you're going to have to. I think there's some kind of money coming to you. And when that money comes, I think you're going to be able to move on your own. Enough money... I want to say maybe $19,000, $20,000, enough money so that you could go down, get an apartment, get a job, and get yourself set up. But Florida is highlighted. And, yes, Spirit wants you out of New York. Okay, honey?
Yep.
Thank you. Let us know.
I
will. Let us know, okay? Thank you.
Thank you. Should I call Friday?
I would call in Friday. Let's talk about some of this stuff.
All right.
I would love to show you the spiritual healing and how it can help you. Okay, honey?
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Did you see anything about relationships?
Yes, I do. But it's not in New York. It's in Florida. And it's not until... It's not until August of next year. So something's happening. Be open. Be open to everything. Always think about what you want.
Okay. It's not with someone named Mark in Florida, is it?
No.
He was okay, good. Because he was my first boyfriend, and he moved down there. He has three daughters now. And he, you know, I always love him, but he keeps contacting me. He wants to, he thinks we're supposed to be together, like end up together. He is valid. He's a temper. And I don't want to have attachments to him. I went to see him twice since he got back in contact with me. And I don't think it's a good situation for me.
No, it's not, dear. Just keep your mind open. And I'm going to talk to you Friday specifically about the some of these things that you've gone through. But I have to go now. So
okay.
Just let me know. Well, I'll talk to you Friday. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Tanika.
Okay, I'm just going to keep going, okay?
Go ahead, honey.
All right.
Hello?
Hello, this is Mary Margaret. With whom am I speaking, please?
Khalil Reed from Charlottesville, Virginia.
I'm sorry, dear, I couldn't understand you.
Khalil Reed from Charlottesville, Virginia.
I still didn't understand you. Janie, do you understand his name? And
the only thing I got
Khalil?
Was Virginia. I'm Doyle.
Doyle?
Khalil?
Khalil.
Khalil?
Yeah.
Khalil. Thank you, dear.
Yeah.
How can I help you today?
Hi. There are some people that used to be in my life. Like,
mm-hmm.
they're like a couple of one friend and a couple of counselors. And every
mm-hmm.
time I dream about one of them, I have music in my dream. And matter of fact, one of them, I kind of wanted to be them at first. Sometimes
mm-hmm.
I want to be them. Sometimes I'm glad I'm not them. And
mm-hmm.
the counselor's name is Katie. I kind
mm-hmm.
of wish that was her sometimes. And I was told that it's not, you know, because she has someone she's going with, and it's not like
uh-huh.
you know it's all him helping her. I was told that sometimes she helps him sometimes,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes I was wishing that I was like a girl or something instead of a guy, but
mm-hmm.
Basically like she's basically helped me out, and I was like I've seen him like when. Someone sitting at the edge of a, lots of fun things together, but basically,
So what is your question, dear? What is your question?
Why do I have these dreams with
mm-hmm.
the music every time I dream about one of them?
First of all, you're dreaming about one of them or both of them together. Was there any kind of deep feelings for either one of them?
Both of them, because one of them, I'm not dreaming about them actually going together. I'm just dreaming about one or the other different
mm-hmm.
nights. And there's
mm-hmm.
there's this song called Good Grief that comes along with it most of the time.
All right. Okay, well, there's something within your subconscious that it's trying to work something out. Did you leave on good terms with them?
Yeah, I did. They had to do different things. One had to go back to school. The other one was really busy with other school that they worked with.
You'd rather go back to being friends with them?
I'd rather be back with them, like hanging out sometimes.
Mm-hmm. And that's
the other
possible?
One's name. Yeah. Well, other one's name's Jared, but like basically, like sometimes, like with Katie, I wish I was Katie.
Mm-hmm.
But then I was told that.
Where do you think that's
it's
coming
not a,
from, honey?
Well, because of my emotions and because of my sensory processing disorder, but also like
mm-hmm.
I know I've seen like. Basically, like, Katie's boyfriend do things for Katie that I wouldn't have as a guy. But then I was
mm-hmm.
told that, you know, Katie sometimes helps him out sometimes too.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, like, when she sits at the edge of something or she's at the end
mm-hmm.
of something, she'll basically, like, hold on to the person.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I was, like, there was another girl that she was sitting at the edge of a cliff and she was holding on to her, basically making sure, I'm guessing she didn't fall. And it looked like another
mm-hmm.
picture of Katie doing that with her boyfriend. So I was told that
mm-hmm.
basically there's things that Katie might have that you don't have as far as problems. And that
mm-hmm.
it's not just the guy helping the girl, it's also a girl helping a guy.
Okay.
So I've been trying
right.
to.
I have enough information now. Okay.
All
so
right.
there's something in your subconscious that is trying to process. It could be feelings that are not directly within your consciousness. So the other part of this is spirit is saying that right now you don't have any friends or anything to replace these people. Is that true?
Not to replace them, no.
Yeah. And are you lonely? Is that what this is?
No, I just wish that I did certain things. Like, I wish I could be, like, I get kind of mad with God because I kind of wish that, you know how, like, you when you're a child, you get lifted up and, like, your parents pretend you're a plane?
Mm-hmm.
You can get that as a girl, but you can't get that as a guy. But I was told that there's certain things that guys might need that girls don't need.
Mm-hmm.
And there's certain things, like, it's not just him physically helping her, it's her physically helping him as well.
Mm-hmm. And you want that? You want that feeling?
Basically, I want to, you know, there's certain things that girls like, stuff like that that I like, that girls do that I like to have.
Oh, but that's normal. That's normal. There are, you know, sometimes men get jealous because, you know, women can create life, things like that. So when you look at the sexes, each one has its advantage and that type thing. But for you now, I think you really need to get out, meeting new people. Let's see if Spirit says anything else here. Is there a club, like a book club or anything else that you could join? Because
there's some clubs. I'm going to see.
Yeah, Spirit's saying it would be really important. There's three clubs that they would like you to join so that you would have more of a social life.
Yeah.
And I would not be concerned as far as, you know, what a woman does for a man or a man does for a woman right now. You are definitely looking at a life where you are who you are. But your mind isn't busy enough with other things.
Yeah,
because
so see, like,
clubs.
Sorry about that. I interrupted you. Sorry.
That's okay. There's three clubs that Spirit wants you to join, and you will meet people, and you're going to meet a woman, and I think after you meet this woman, you won't be dreaming of Katie anymore. Okay, honey?
Yeah.
Give us a
yeah.
call. Let us know. Thank you so much for calling.
All right.
Okay. There we go.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. This is Mary Margaret.
Hi. My name
is
Silson.
Hi. With whom am I speaking?
My name is Silson.
What does that begin with?
An F like Franklin. It's
Silson. Silson.
Yes.
Okay. How can I help you today, dear?
I'm curious what you can tell me about what's coming up for me in love, because I've been single forever, technically, literally.
All right. Now, they're not showing me anything for this year. But starting next year, let's see. And it's not until the fall. In spirit saying there's some things you want to do before you get with a partner. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay. So you have exactly the amount of time you need to, whether you improve on yourself or you're exercising or whatever this is, or if there's something there that you think, well, I'd rather be single and go here, you do this now, because in August, when you meet this person, and, you know, you two are like two peas in a pod, and I do believe he's your soulmate. So please just be patient, work on yourself, and do whatever you want to do now as a single woman, because after you meet him, you'll be connected at the hips, they say.
Okay. So next year, August?
Next year in September.
Okay.
Okay, and make yourself available, they say. Sometimes you don't make yourself available. You need to be out there meeting people. And
okay.
Don't be shy, they say. Sometimes you just kind of back up, and they say don't be shy. Be the conversationalist. Be the life of the party if you can. But whatever you do, do not go into your shell, because you have a habit of doing that.
Okay, that's accurate.
Is that true?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. All right, dear, call us back. Let us know how you're doing.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, Mary Margaret, we have one more call right now, so I'm going to connect you with that, okay?
Okay. All right, thank you. All right, there are some open lines if you'd like to call now. Hello, this is Mary Margaret. With whom am I speaking?
Hello, this is Aaliyah.
Aaliyah?
Yes.
Hi, dear. How can I help you?
I was called to come back to my job. I don't know why. I think I have a clue. I don't know why.
You got called to come back to your job.
To
is
the
that
office,
something
yes.
you want?
Huh?
Is that something you want?
My check.
No, the job, is that something you want?
Not really, but it was giving me money.
Are you getting money from some other place now?
No.
Okay. Well, it's your choice. Do you want to go back to this job or not?
No, they sent me back to the office.
Oh, why?
I don't know.
So they sent you to the office. Did they send you home?
No.
No?
They just said that they wasn't going to make another schedule. I had to go back and speak to them.
Okay. So that you'll be working next week?
I'm not sure.
I don't know how I can help you, except let's look at job opportunities, your current job opportunity, and what may be coming. Hold on a second. Well, the current job opportunity there is good. There is a raise involved. Maybe not right away, but there is a raise involved. And let's see. And Spirit said, there's going to be some changes, and you're going to be very happy with those changes. So just wait and go back next week after they have the new schedule. And other than that, there's nothing wrong. There's no reason why you can't go back to this company. I'll leave that with you, and many blessings, dear.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, Mary Margaret. That seems to be it for callers, unless somebody calls in the next couple of minutes. The number is 845-241-9850. Did you want
now,
to...
Now, Janie, how much time do we have, dear?
We have 15 minutes.
By chance, would you have the victim and martyr prayer there?
Oh, I'm sure I could find it. Give me just 1 minute.
For those of you who are listening, who have had maybe some abusive situations, or maybe you weren't encouraged as a child, or possibly even have any attention, so that maybe no confidence at all. We could do the clearing prayer too, dear, if you can't find that.
Oh, I have it.
Okay. This prayer is for the removal of victim and martyr energies. Now, for those who have been abused, I understand that energy. I understand it just very well. And what I will say to you is that we do not want to be a victim. We do not want to be a martyr. We do not want to carry that in our system, because we will only attract more. So for those of you who have suffered and know that it's not fair, we're going to turn this, we're going to release it, and we're going to turn it over to the Creator, and we're going to fill your energy with golden healing energy. You just have to repeat with me as Janie reads this prayer in short phrases. This is a new beginning for all of you. And if you need a copy of this prayer, then I need you to email me at REVMM for Mary Margaret, REV for Reverend, Denholm, DENHOLM, at AOL.com. All right? Okay, everybody, take a deep breath. I always close my eyes and put my hand to my heart. And we're gonna want the victim and martyr energies to leave. Janie?
By the power and the authority.
By the power and the authority.
Of the God Goddess that I am.
Of the God Goddess that I am.
I now command.
I now command.
By the power of my spirit.
By the power of my spirit.
And give my permission.
And give my permission.
It is now commanded that all victim energies.
It is now commanded that all victim energies.
That I have created.
That I have created.
Or may have inherited.
Or may have inherited.
Or could have been projected upon me.
Or could have been projected upon me.
Within all lifetimes and existences.
Within all lifetimes and existences.
Be now changed to divine love.
Be now changed to divine love.
And divine healing light.
And divine healing light.
Or gently leave.
Or gently leave.
All energies of the martyr.
All energies of the martyr.
That I have created.
That I have created.
Or may have inherited.
Or may have inherited.
Or could have been projected upon me.
Or could have been projected upon me.
Within an all lifetimes and existences.
Within all lifetimes and existences.
Be now changed to divine love.
Be now changed to divine love.
And divine healing light.
And divine healing light.
Or gently leave.
Or gently leave.
I am not a victim.
I am not a victim.
I am not a martyr.
I am not a martyr.
I am a perfect and complete creation.
I am a perfect and complete creation.
Of divine love.
Of divine love.
Fill all spaces.
I didn't get the first word in.
I'm sorry. Fill all spaces.
Fill all spaces.
With the energies of the winner.
With the energies of the winner.
The success story that I truly am.
The success story that I truly am.
Align and regenerate all that I am.
Align and regenerate all that I am.
To the gift of prosperity, wealth.
To the gift of prosperity, wealth.
And achievement.
And achievement.
My dreams and wishes can come true.
My dreams and wishes can come true.
If they are aligned to divine manifestation.
If they are aligned to divine manifestation.
I align to the perfection of my most high self.
I align to the perfection of my most high self.
I claim this perfection.
I claim this perfection.
Within every moment of my life.
Within every moment of my life.
So be it.
So be it.
So be it done.
So be it done.
So be it done now.
So be it done now.
Take 3 deep breaths.
And the first breath tells every cell in your body that something's happening and to pay attention. These invocations work on the cellular level. The second breath actually starts releasing these victim and martyr energies. And the third breath actually seals this new belief system in. And as I said, if you would like a copy of this prayer, just email us at REVMM for Mary Margaret, and my last name, Denholm, G-E-N-H-O-L-M, at AOL.com, and Jeannie will take care of you.
Yeah,
all
I would
right.
love to. There is one call that showed up on the board. Do you think we have time to take it, Mary Margaret? We have about 6 minutes.
I do.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, I do.
Thank you.
I think so. Hello, this is Mary Margaret.
Oh, hi. My name is Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne.
How are you?
Good. How are you, honey?
I'm not that great. Just had a blind date. It didn't go well, and I'm just crying because it doesn't seem like I can find a good job or love, and it makes your self-esteem shit.
Yes, it does. All right. How can I help you today?
I don't know. Do you see me ever meeting anyone?
Yes. More towards January. But I've got to tell you this, dear.
I was talking to some guy that I met. He's supposed to call tonight. I met him at a little bar thing when, like, he's a bouncer there, and I don't know. We're supposed to go out, but we didn't.
I don't feel real positive about that.
Why?
Spirit's not. I don't know. They're just saying. Spirit's just saying. This just might not be. How compatible would they be? This is another thing I can do. How compatible would Suzanne be with this bouncer?
I can make myself compatible.
No. We're not doing that. You're not going to attract your true love if you do that.
I'm not looking for true love. I'm looking at least somebody who likes me.
Why don't you like yourself?
Well, I shouldn't be eating dinner alone and stuff. None of my friends are. Everybody has somebody. I'm not that ugly. I can't get somebody.
I know. But think about your tone now, dear. Think about your tone. You've got to be more positive.
I've been trying, but it doesn't work after you get rejected so much.
I can understand. Now, listen, we're starting a new show on Friday. Called Healing for All from 12 to 1. And if you have time, I really would like you
to
listen to
work.
It. Okay. Try to listen to it later. Okay. I may even mention your name on certain prayers that we're doing so that you know I'm flagging this for you. because do you have time to do a quick clearing prayer?
Yes.
Let's do this. All right, because you've got some things really interfering with you, and I think that it can make all the difference in the world if we do this.
I don't have anything interfering. I just wanted a date. He said I have 45 minutes, and, you know, it's like a beauty contest or it's like an interview. So I said I'm never going online dating again. But then if you meet him in person, there's so much competition, and I'm not an ugly woman, so I don't get I'm nice.
Mm.
I'm not a boss. Why? I don't get it.
No. Let's do this. By the power and the authority of my higher self.
By the power and authority of my higher self.
I now command and give full permission.
I now command and give full permission.
All entities and energies that are negative in any way.
All entities that are negative in any way.
And energies.
And energies.
Leave now, never to return.
Leave now and never return.
Gently cleanse and purify all that I am.
Gently what?
Cleanse and purify.
Gently cleanse and purify.
Surround and support all that I am.
Surround and support all that I am.
With a grid of golden crystalline.
With a grid of golden crystalline.
Heal me.
Heal me.
Generate all that I am.
What that I am?
Align and regenerate all that I am.
Align and regenerate all that I am.
To the highest spiritual vibration.
To the highest spiritual vibration.
So be it done, so be it done now.
So be it done now.
Now, listen, I need you to take a deep breath. And listen to me, because we're very short on time. A lot of the problems have been that you've had some entities with you that I just cleared, and I don't think you're going to have the same problems that you've had in the past.
And my family's moving away, and my son's in the Marines, and I have no family, and I have job hunting and man hunting, and I'm not getting any younger.
You can change all this.
How?
You can change all this because we just changed your energy. But I need you to be as positive as possible and then call me and let me know how you're doing. There will be major changes in your life this year, but you've got to be as positive as possible. Thank you so much for calling. All right, keep us posted. All right, dear? Thank you.
Yep.
Janie,
thank
you're going to close it up.
I am. Please look for us this Friday at noon to 1 Eastern Time for Healing for All. Sunday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, Divinity Spiritual Online Sunday Service. And you have a fantastic evening, and hopefully we'll see you on Friday for our call-in show.
Thank you, Jamie.
Take care.
Thank you, everyone, for calling. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
You